On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we try to stump each other with three very difficult or very easy questions. I guess if you know the answer, it's easy. So,
and if you don't, it's difficult.
Yeah. So, all right, here we go. You ready for question number one?
I'm ready, and so is the rest of North America, Australia, and Europe.
Nice. Okay. Glad Europe's on board. All right. All of these people play guitar in Rat. Except who? And I'll give you six names.
Hold, six names?
Okay. So, and that's a cut. I cut way back from the list of people that have played guitar in Rat. All right, here you go. Jake E. Lee, Michael Schenker, Mark Torian, Richie Kotzen, John Karabi, and Carlos Cavazo.
Wow. Give me those names again. Wow. Let me see.
All of them played guitar in Rat except for one
guy.
Yep. Jake E. Lee.
Okay.
Michael Schenker.
Uh-huh.
Mark Torian.
Uh-huh.
Richie Kotzen.
Uh-huh.
John Karabi.
Uh-huh.
And Carlos Cavazo.
Okay. I'm going to narrow this down because I know some of this, but it's kind of a guess. Okay. The first name you said was Jake E. Lee. Yes, I knew Jake E. Lee was in Rat, so that's not it. Michael Schenker, I saw play with Rat what was that name of that tour? A contraband tour. When Rat was a four-piece, when Robin left, Michael will jump up for the final three songs of their set. So he did play in Rat for three songs a set.
Well, he actually played for 2 years.
Yeah, with that tour.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wasn't really official member, but yes, he played on stage with Rat. Mark Torian, I just heard a podcast with him, and he talked about being in Rat, so I knew that one was right. Cavazo, yeah, he was on an album. Now, the two I'm not sure about is Kotzen or Karabi, and I think Karabi played in Rat in the 90s, so my guess is Kotzen.
That is correct. Whew. And John Karabi was in for 8 years, in 2000 to 2008.
Yeah, that's right. He played rhythm when Warren was playing lead.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I forgot about that.
Great job.
But I don't think he ever played on an album. I just think he toured.
Yeah, I don't know, because I would get him on the vocals if I was in the band with him. But
I'm sure he sang backup with him. I'm sure they probably sounded great with him singing backup vocals.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Wow. All right, so way to go. One for one.
Whew, that was a tough one. I sweated that one out. Okay.
Well, you worked through it, so there you go.
Yep. Got to get rid of this extra corona weight.
Ooh.
I've been walking.
The corona 19, right?
Yeah, everybody's putting that corona. They call it the corona 20. I think for me, it was more like a corona 15. But I got to do some more walking. Question one for you. Before becoming a big rock star, who started their profession as a production assistant for the TV series Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Oh, jeez.
This guy is a huge... He started out in a band. Band got pretty well-known. Then he became a solo artist. And he regularly plays. He'll play the summer circuit hard rock scene, and his band will be way up on the bill. Sometimes headlining, sometimes like second or third. But it's somebody you definitely know.
Is he the name of the band?
Well, his name is part of the band that he was in.
Okay.
So you know who it is now?
No.
Okay, I thought you almost had it. But yeah, no, he's somebody you definitely know. You might have seen him in concert. I'm not sure if you have. You're probably not a huge fan of, but you know who he is.
Oh, man. And he was a production assistant at Pee Wee's Playhouse.
That's kind of a hint there because he's involved in film. So he started in film, became a rock star, and later on he might be involved in some film as well.
I'm going to say Rob Zombie.
You are correct.
Yes.
Ooh. And apparently,
Rob Zombie on Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Yeah, he was a production assistant. That's why they're still friends, him and Pee Wee. But apparently there's like quite a few people who went on to have big careers in acting or production who started in that TV show.
Wow.
So I forgot the other names, but there was like a list of like, oh my God, like it's like four. I think Lawrence Fishburne started on that show as a side guy. And there's a couple other people who had cameos and went on to become big stars. From that,
can't you see Rob coming? Hey, Pee Wee, we need some blood here.
Yeah. I figured the little hint about being in production would gave it away. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're one for one.
All right, we're both one for one. Very nice. All right, question number two for you, another name game. Who is Robert Allen Deal?
Robert Allen Deal.
D-E-A-L.
I'm going to guess Mick Mars.
Oh, that is correct. Wow, where'd you pull that out of?
Well, I just knew it for some reason. I don't know why. Because he was in a band called White Horse in the 70s, and I've seen pictures of him in White Horse because he's much older than the Motley guys. So, yeah,
right.
I pulled that out of my butt.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Well, it's right either way, so yeah. Way to go.
Good old Bob Deal. He'll sell you a car. Here we go. Question two for you. What is the best-selling Van Halen studio album featuring Sammy Hagar? The best-selling
studio album featuring Sammy Hagar.
Yes. And you know the albums, right?
Well, I know all of them.
Yeah, there's four of them.
Yeah. I'm going to say 5150.
5150 sold 6 million, and you would be correct.
Yes.
Nice. Just for the other ones, OU812 sold 4 million. Balance and For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge sold 3.
Man, Carnal Knowledge is awesome.
So they started off with 6 and kind of started going down. But
they
still, if your worst album sold 3 million, you're still doing okay, you know?
Yeah. You're still platinum, so whatever.
Yeah.
Better than Van Halen 3.
You know what? I like Van Halen 3 better than OU812.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't like OU812. And Balance, I like a little better than Van Halen 3 would have been better if they had picked somebody who wasn't a TV producer and did their experimental thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I like OU812 a lot. Balance is kind of iffy for me. Carnal Knowledge, by far the best of the four.
And 5150 is pretty damn good, too.
Oh, yeah. I think most people bought it just to see what was happening there.
It was pretty good, though. Hello, baby. So it started off really good.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that on my stereo in my room and going, holy crap. This is going to be awesome.
And it was. And it was.
And it was. Okay, question number three for you. Let's see if you can. You're two for two, aren't you?
Yeah.
No. No, you are. You got them both right so far.
I did. You sure?
Yeah, you got the Richie Kotzen and the Mick Mars.
Yeah. Holy crap. I'm going to roll.
Wow. Boy, this is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if I can bring it home.
All right. Who was the original guitar player in the project that ended up becoming the Winery Dogs?
John Sykes.
That is correct.
Because I listened to Eddie Trunk tell us how he was involved with that project. 4 billion times a year. I was involved. Yeah. Eddie likes talking about himself a lot, doesn't he?
I put that together. Yeah it's
me,
like...
I. Yeah. Classic.
Like Howard Stern.
Yeah, Classic Metal Show makes fun of him. Eddie doing it all the time. Yeah, he's all about himself sometimes. I don't know if he's even aware that he does it all the time.
Oh, I'm sure he's been told at this point.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
Still enjoy his show, though. Does great interviews.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wish they'd bring that metal show back.
That'd be nice, but I don't see it happening.
Nah.
All right, question number three for you. In Name the bass player who's played in all these bands. You ready?
Billy Sheehan.
I haven't started yet.
Okay.
The Guess Who, Dio, Blue Oyster Cult, and Queensryche featuring Jeff Tate. What guy has played in all those bands? And he's currently playing in one of them right now. He's a member of one of those bands. He's played in a lot of other projects, but I didn't name them because I would have gave it away.
I'm going to say, what's his name, Marco Mendoza?
Oh, so close. This guy's a Cuban guy. He also played in Whitesnake and Quiet Riot.
Oh, man, Rudy Sarzo.
Yes, Rudy Sarzo.
Man, he played in those other bands. Damn.
He's currently in the Guess Who.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's like...
it's like, guess who's in this band? Rudy Sarzo.
It's like the guy that was in Kiss that's now in that old band.
Oh, Bruce Kulick and Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah.
He's been in that band like 15 years now.
So weird, man. But whatever. Hey, it's a paying gig.
It's a paying gig, and he go out, every other weekend and go play somewhere and make a lot of money. Hey, feeding your family.
Yeah. I bet he makes a few hundred bucks. A couple thousand, maybe.
But still, per show. And, you know, then he can go off and do a clinic here and there. And
he's still getting money from Kiss, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably not that much, but, you know, because record sales are so way off, you know.
Yeah.
They're not getting too much. So, I think I won this week. 3-3.
Yeah, because I was wrong on that last one.
Yes.
Damn it.
I feel pretty awesome right now. You know what? I'm going to go I'm going to go run around the block.
I'll send you a check.
Oh, thank you.
I'll know, the standard amount.
Yes. 0.00.
Pay to the order of Mark.
Thank you very much. And on that note, go grab yourself a brew or a vitamin water, and we'll see you next week.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
If you enjoy the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a review and rate the show. The more positive reviews we receive, the more listeners we can attract to the show. If you give us a 5-star rating, we will be sure to thank you on the show.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, men and women out there in podcast land and coronavirus land still, it's time for a little 6 and 30 where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds with a theme running through, and you have to guess who the artist is. We usually use just the artist. If we want to be petty, we'll do the song too, but yeah.
Unless it's like 6 and 30 from one artist.
Yeah, then you got to guess the song, but mine is not this week. The theme I have for you, Dan, this week, these are all artists from Sweden, so you have to give me Swedish artists.
Damn it.
6 in 30. So get your pen and paper out.
Are there 6 artists from Sweden?
You know what? I had to really work at this one.
Yeah, I bet.
I had a solid 4, and I went, oh, my God, who else? And I had to go look up on the internet who's from Sweden. I went, oh, okay, I got a couple.
Oh, yeah.
This, I didn't try to make this too easy. A couple of them would be super easy, but I think so.
I'm sure ABBA will be easy.
Who says ABBA's in there?
Yeah,
it
really
might be Ace of Base or Roxette. You never know. You never know. So you go ahead.
Well, I've been to Sweden, so I should get this right off the bat, right?
Yeah, I mean, awesome. You probably should. And you're married to a blonde, so yeah, you have the advantage.
Yeah, all right, well, here we go.
All right, 30 seconds. Some were easy, some of them were tougher. I'm sure you got a couple.
Yeah. Let me try that one more time.
Here. All right. All right, Danny.
Oh, man, I've heard that last song and the first song.
Yeah, and you know the bands.
I'm sure.
All right, so remember, all these artists are from Sweden. And I can
get... The first one, I have no clue.
First one is Europe.
Oh, damn it. I put Europe later on in the list.
Last Look at Eden. That's a great song. I can guarantee you, Aqua with Barbie Girl is not part of this...
6:30.
So no Aqua. Right. So you missed the first one. Who's the second one?
I'm going to say that's Ace of Base.
It is not Ace of Base. Sorry, that is the Cardigans.
God, you
love
suck.
Love me. Say that you love me.
Oh, man. Okay.
Number three,
I had that was Europe, but apparently not.
It is not. That is Crash Diet. Generation Wild. Was it? Yeah.
I like those guys.
Yeah. Their last album was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Called Rust. Go out and run out and get it. Number four, you should definitely get.
Number four, definitely ABBA.
Yep. Definitely ABBA.
Number five, I don't know who that one is.
But you know the song, though, right?
Yeah, I've heard the song. I can't remember who it is.
It's The Hives.
Oh, man.
It was the only hit they had. Here anyway. I love that song. Yeah, but that's the only song I like by them. So,
the last one I thought sounded like Michael Monroe, but he's from Finland, so that wouldn't really work.
No. It's a band you know, and they have the guitar player. His name is Harry Cody, and he is great.
Harry Cody.
And the bass player is a guy named Tim Skold, who later became the lead singer of this particular band, but he's not the lead singer of this song.
I don't know either of those names.
Oh. Name of the band? Shotgun Messiah.
Oh, man.
I don't care about nothing.
Name from the past.
Nothing. The first three Shotgun Messiah albums are pretty good.
I would not have said they're from Sweden.
They're definitely Swedish.
All right. Well, shit, I only got one.
You got one? Wow. And you missed the Cardigans, who we talked about earlier.
I know, really. I did not know that was the Cardigans that sang that song.
Yeah,
the
Cardigans, that's their biggest hit.
By far. By far.
Well, I think they're bigger in Europe, but I think that's the only U.S. hit they ever had. It's called That's called Love Fool, by the way.
Okay.
So if you want to go out, run out and buy it. Love me, say that you love me.
I probably have that in my list of songs that, you know, I have by default. I don't know.
You might.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, 1 of 6, that's pretty bad. So you should be able to beat that. Well, yeah, I would think you'll get at least 4 out of these 6. So.
I will?
Yeah. Okay. You will.
And what's the running theme for this one?
The theme is all the songs have a state in their title.
Okay, so I'm thinking Sweet Home Alabama is going to be there. All right.
Songs. I don't know. We'll see.
State. Okay, here we go.
I hate that song so much.
Okay. There it is.
I'm going back to Georgia.
Good night. Can you tell me lies?
Okay, well, I got a couple of them. First one, obviously.
I hate that song so much.
Because you played it and heard it so much. My kids love my kids and wife love that song.
God. That pains me because I've probably played that song 2,000 times, and I hate it every time.
So you turn your back to the stage so people can't see the pissed off look?
The pain on my face. I'd start talking to people. You know, I'd walk around. Oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, this song. I don't even know where we are, but whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're loving it, though. Hey, Sweet Home. Woo. Hey.
Hey, pays the bills. Okay, let me try this again because there's at least three of them that I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Turn it up.
You always say, turn it off. Back to Georgia. I'm coming home to you. Going to a party.
Meet me on after school. I never passed so hellhole I couldn't get higher. Good night, New York. Good night. Okay, I think I got at least four of them.
All right.
All right, number one is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
Yep, no problem.
Number two is Georgia's in the title. I don't know who it is. I don't think it's the Georgia Satellites.
No, the song is Going Back to Georgia. And the band is a fairly new band.
Oh, I don't know. Butch Walker and the All-Stars.
No, it's called they're called the Biters.
Okay, yeah, the Biters. Yeah, the Biters are from, I think, Atlanta, Georgia. Damn it. Number three is Cheap Trick and California Man.
That is right.
Which is a cover, right?
Yep.
All right, number four is Wasp, Blind in Texas.
Yep, I love that song.
Number five is Something with New York. And I don't know who it is. I'm going to guess Night Ranger.
No, you're pretty close. The song's called Good Night New York, and it's by a band that's from very close to New York.
So it's a Jersey band?
Yep. A very, very, very big Jersey band.
Is it Bon Jovi?
Yes, it is.
Wow, I don't even know that song.
Yeah, it was on Smile.
Smile. The one with the smiley face. Having a nice day?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, I didn't know that. And the sixth one is a song called Virginia by Angel.
That is correct. I didn't know if you'd get that.
And I love Angel, but I hate that song. That song was left off of the Sinful album. It's a bonus track, but yeah, I hate that song.
Well, it was on the soundtrack to the movie.
Oh, yeah, 20th Century Fox. Yeah, that song blows. I love Angel, but that song blows.
Not every Angel song is great.
No, a lot of them are, but that one's not. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Sorry.
So I got four out of six, and you got one out of six. So it's my week this week.
Man, I got my ass handed to me. Woof.
Yeah, that was a lot tougher.
Yeah.
Make them challenging. Though I got to admit, these are fun to make up.
It's fun to think of the theme and then try to figure out what you're going to do. Like, I always think of a song that I want to put in, and then I'll go with a theme around that one song.
Yeah, when I was doing the ones for Sweden, I actually looked for Ace of Base and Roxette, but I didn't have songs by either of those, any one of those bands, so I had to go find somebody else. Like, oh, my God.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, well, great job.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm going to go out and mow the grass now.
Yeah.
Not really, but...
Not really.
Not gonna do it.